Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the what? BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm just saying the internet scares me.
Can you just acknowledge I'm having a heart attack, please?
Yeah, okay. I'll acknowledge you're having a heart attack.
I'm having a heart attack. But I took 7 aspirin. That should help.
Yeah, aspirin does help.
Yeah, so.
Thins your blood.
Yeah, so yeah. It'll probably subside anyway. But what are you talking about? That the internet is terrifying you.
Well, you know, the RFK thing, he came into office and all that, you know, talking about all these dyes that are out there.
Now, why is it when he talks about you, listen, but I've been talking to you about it for years.
I've mentioned dyes, but it's really not as much dyes as it is all the ingredients in, like Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God.
And all these different things. And now I look at it going, I kind of like that sandwich, but they're saying it's really bad. So everything's scary right now.
Yeah, didn't they, they took away their natural chicken or whatever, and now they use the one with herbs and spices? I mean, as far as chemicals.
There was a big uproar with that, with that whole thing when they made the transition.
I don't know. I'm just saying that it's very scary. I'm starving. That's why this came up.
Gotcha.
Because I'm starving, and then a Chick-fil-A commercial came up, and I started talking about how bad it is for you, they say.
Well, I have the list of things that will tell you if you're old or not.
Oh,
okay.
All right. Speaking of the internet, I just grabbed this from the internet. It's a list of things that if you have any of these things, then you are a codge the effer.
You are?
Yeah.
No. Any of these?
Any of these things, yeah.
You don't have to have like 3 or 4 or 5, just
one.
No,
just one.
One puts you in the category.
One dates you like never before.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, obviously, a landline. I don't have a landline.
I don't have one.
I don't have one.
Yeah. You?
No.
No, okay.
Okay,
good. I mean, because landline, you know. That,
Yeah, that's dated.
Yeah. A cabinet of fine china.
No.
No.
It's not fine.
You have a cabinet of china?
Dishes.
Well, we all have dishes. But
no,
have
dishes in a cabinet.
No, like a display cabinet.
No, a display
cabinet,
of like china.
Yeah. Like my mom has one.
Yeah, a china.
I don't think it's china, but there is a display.
You have a display of china?
Yeah. We have a display dishes.
Really?
I don't know if it's china. Yeah.
What does it look like?
White.
I mean, is it a hutch with glass in front of it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. There's
it's
one
got
strike
tons of stuff inside it.
There's one strike for you.
It's got cups, saucers, everything.
Oh, yeah. That's a china cabinet.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Codger, I don't think it's real china, though.
Codger plus one. Yeah. All right. So you're at one.
So I got one already.
You got one. Yeah. A formal sitting room. I mean, with actual formal, like, furniture.
Like a table.
Yeah, like, and I have a formal room, but it has Papa Shot in it.
Yeah. I don't have a formal.
Yeah, like a dining room.
Yeah, I don't either. Yeah.
Every room in my house is sitting rooms. Yeah. But it's not. No, I sit in every room. I sit in every room. There's
okay,
a sitting room.
All right, all right.
But it's not formal.
VSH tapes and a VCR.
No. Oh, yeah, I got that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So, really? I got Disney videos out the wazoo.
So do I.
Disney. Yeah.
I'm with you, bub.
I got the Lion King. Wow. I got all
do
of
you
it.
Have
yeah.
classics?
Do you have the Blu-ray discs?
No. Well,
I have a machine for that.
I have a machine for it. I don't know if I actually have any Blu-rays.
Oh, you guys should get together and watch them. Yeah.
Have a party.
I'm with you. Yeah. I've got the same machines.
All right. So both of you have the two codgers. Well, no, you only have one. Is that
just the
codger?
One. Yeah.
All right. So BG, you're at two. He's at one codger.
Oh, God.
Piles of old magazines or any old newspapers.
Oh, I got that too.
What?
I got paintball and video game magazines. Just old ones.
That you keep?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I do have like 5 Architectural Digests. Does that count? Because
really.
I have the pages bent for how I want to redesign my house.
Oh, like your marking things.
No, that doesn't count though.
Well, but Pinterest is much better outlet than that. It kind of makes me old. That I have an actual magazine.
Well, if you want to mark yourself, go right ahead. I don't think that does. Okay. I think they're talking about these stacks. People have stacks that they've collected over the last 2 years that they just can't get rid of. You know, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, I have piles of magazines that just like aren't in publication anymore.
Now you still get a codger point.
Yeah.
All right, so you're tied with BJ for codger.
Yeah, you and I are tied.
Yeah, 2-2. A sewing machine that you don't use.
No,
me either.
No.
I don't even know how to sew.
No.
It looks scary. It looks like your finger will get under that thing.
Yeah.
And it'll
pokey, pokey, pokey.
Yeah, pokey.
It'll just be like blood drawing. Ah!
In fact, I haven't seen a sewing machine in forever.
I haven't either, really. But I know my girlfriend's daughter, because she went to school for it. She has this. I do admire people that can sew, I have to tell you. It is kind of amazing.
I have a friend. She makes all of her daughter's clothes.
Wow.
Like, she goes to Joanne Fabrics and gets all the fabric and just hand makes everything. I'm
wow,
that's crazy.
It is pretty
crazy.
Impressive.
I agree.
Yeah. But I can't even put a button on. I'm not kidding. I don't know how. I have never learned.
I don't think you need a sewing machine for that.
No, you don't. You just need thread and a needle. But I just don't even know how to do it. I mean, I could figure it out.
Yeah, I could figure it out.
I'm sure there's like a crisscross or something. I bet there's a YouTube
figure 8.
Got it.
Figure 8. You have a baton, speaking of which.
A baton?
A baton. Like a baton, like figure 8 baton.
Oh, no. I don't have one of those.
Me either.
No.
Although, I do love a good baton.
Yeah. I got nothing against it.
Yeah.
But I don't have one.
Where did those girls go, though?
I don't know.
I used to date one in high school.
You did a baton girl?
Yeah.
Baton girl, and she also did the flag. It was the flag girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they were like the not cool enough to be cheerleaders, so they so they were a flag girl. Yeah, I dated one of those. Yeah.
He was with the twirler.
Yeah, you could tell too. When you look at a band, flag girls.
Oh my God.
You can tell,
no,
Jamie.
Stop.
You can.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's a thing. It's
the flag girls have come a long way.
No, it's like the girls that are in the band.
Okay, that is not nice.
Just saying.
Oh my God.
She took it so seriously.
See?
Oh man, she was a diehard.
Did she ever light the ends on fire?
No, we never had that.
That was impressive. There was a girl that she did the twirling and she lit the ends on fire. We were like, Her name was Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was good. Yeah. But I don't know where she is now because we all thought she was going to be a professional twirler, but I don't think there's any money in that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think there's a market out there.
No, it's kind of like paintball.
Yeah.
It's just like, why do it?
A lot like it.
Because it's awesome.
And then finally, the last one is shelves of random collectibles, like, let's say, porcelain dolls, commemorative plates, little glasses, shot glasses, spoons with states on them.
Okay. I got that.
Yeah, I got that too.
I don't.
Hockey stuff all up the wazoo.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah,
collectible hockey?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Schmidel won the codger contest.
Hey, codger! You know what? You are an old man, though.
I kind of am.
You are. You're an old man in a young man's body.
It's true. I'm not even that young man anymore. Yeah, 35. It's kind of breaking down.
Oh, you're old as hell, man.
At least you're not 40 like Carson. Yeah.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I want to play this 9 News reporter again, okay? This is about the Shedeur Sanders retiring of the number.
Yeah, that's a big story.
Yeah. This guy, he is full on against this, okay?
Yeah.
So if you don't know the story, Colorado announced yesterday, the Buffaloes, that is, up there in Boulder, they announced yesterday that they would retire the Shedeur Sanders number on the football team, number two, and also the Travis Hunter number because he won the Heisman Trophy, right? Which makes a lot of sense. I think the Travis thing makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, people are not happy about Shedeur Sanders, that he is going to get his number retired. And I kind of agree with him. I don't know if he did enough to get a retired number.
Well, especially when you hear this this guy speak about it, you'll get it, you know?
Yeah.
I absolutely disagree with this decision. Hunter, as a Heisman winner, I could understand. Then again, Rashan Salaam had to wait 23 years for his number retirement. But Shedeur seems like a forced plus one here, quarterbacking your team to a 10-7 record over 2 years and ending with a blowout loss in the Alamo Bowl does not qualify you for immediate jersey retirement. Whoa. CU has so much history and so many legends in their 135 years, and perhaps one day would be the right day to retire Shador's number, but not today. And I feel like the school felt like they had to do it to please the head coach, and oh yeah, maybe sell some more tickets to the spring game.
You know, they're in a pickle here.
I know. What do you do?
They announced it yesterday. Oh. They announced that they are going to retire it.
People are pissed.
And now people are going to come out against this, and former athletes, former players up there are totally against this, and now they can't change their mind. It's embarrassing.
I think what the right thing to do would be Shedeur saying no thank you.
Yeah, he turns it down. Yeah. That would come off way better.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good idea for him.
Yeah, you know? I think you're right. Yeah. I think he has to walk in and say, hey,
I'd rather not.
It's a bad look.
Right.
With Dad being the coach.
Yeah, I mean, just like, you know what? I know what I did, and I did accomplish a lot, but I didn't accomplish as much as Hunter or the others before him.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's what I would say.
Man, oh, man.
I know.
They caused an uproar yesterday.
Well, it is so privileged, right?
It really is.
I mean, come on.
I mean, this kid drives around in his Lamborghini.
Oh. Right? The cars are older. Insane.
Right. Didn't they get one of them repossessed?
Yeah, Shiloh's did. The Mercedes, they're trying to possess.
Yeah, they can't even got that car.
Yeah.
Couldn't make the payment on it. I don't know, man. I think those kids are a mess.
I do, too.
Something going on up there. See you, man.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
BJ and Jim. You know what it is? I have the lottery on my mind
you
right
do.
Now.
You do. You really do.
I just bought my tickets on Jackpocket.
Yep.
For tonight's drawing.
They don't pay it out.
Colorado Lotto. Yes, they pay.
They didn't pay that last lady.
Well,
she won millions and millions and it's still in court.
That was down in Texas and I don't know. They feel like she was cheating somehow.
How can you cheat? She just bought the tickets. No, they said that it's a law there and it won't let her get paid.
Yeah.
Because it came through a third party or whatever.
Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. But I bought my tickets. I'm thinking about the lottery. And I just ran something by you, that a story I'm reading, because, again, it's a lottery. A guy wins $1 billion. This happened about 2 years ago, I think it was. He won $1 billion. He told no one. In fact, he was supposed to disclose himself. A billion. 1.2 billion.
Damn.
He won, like Mega Millions or something like that. So he was supposed to disclose who he is because in the state of Maine, it's a law.
Okay.
You have to disclose, which that's kind of crazy, right? So he ended up, before he collected his money, he moved his business to Delaware where he didn't have to disclose it, and he took the money through the business, okay?
That's weird.
He slick. He didn't want to be discovered. He didn't want people knowing.
No, but it's still the original state's lottery if they make you, you know, if I buy that state's lottery and I live in Colorado, I still have to
and claim it through there, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They said he moved his business to Delaware, where he could remain anonymous because of Delaware law, and that he collected the money down there. Now, here's where the trial is at right now. They're at trial because he told his wife, but he made her sign a disclosure saying she would never tell anyone.
Well, please. You think you're going to tell your wife something like that and say, don't tell anybody? Come on. Any right. spouse. Like, even it, it's not even a female thing. It's like, if I tell you, BJ, not to tell anybody that I won $1 billion, you know you're telling.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, I can go down to the parking lot, run into Powerball Pete, exactly. And I got all kinds of rumors.
Exactly.
And I tell everybody about
right?
it. I can't keep my mouth shut. If I had $1 billion and I won the lottery, everybody in my damn neighborhood would know about it. Right? I mean, I can't keep quiet. This guy, according to his lawsuit, Jamie, he never said a word to anyone. In fact, he's suing his ex-wife because she told his father. He didn't even tell his dad.
Oh, no. That's messed up. That's crazy.
Wow. There's some
you gotta tell
I feel
your
like
parents.
There's some issues there.
How can you be that tight-lipped?
Yeah, right?
I mean, even if you had issues with your dad, wouldn't you want to rub it in his face? Wouldn't you want to go to him and say, hey, Dad, you know what? You know what? You know how you've been to me? How mean you've been to me? Guess what? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd even want to do that, right?
Right.
Or I would.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because the guy, what's the lead singer from Imagine Dragons? What's his name? I forget. Anyway.
Dan Reynolds.
Yeah, Dan. So he's like, you know, my brothers are a lawyer. My other brother is a surgeon. But guess what? I make more than all of you.
Yeah. It's a bragging right. moment for sure.
It
yeah.
is.
Yeah, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Spadil, you wouldn't tell anybody, would you?
I feel like Spadil has this weird dream, like in his head, that he wants to be a billionaire so he could just like it, just rub it in your face.
Oh yeah,
in my face.
If you were to win the Colorado lottery tonight, you would hear all about it.
Oh my god, he'd be so happy.
Would you do that to me?
Oh yeah,
I would do that to everybody.
Yeah,
yeah.
You'd do it to everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. So you'd just be that schmuck in the building.
Well, wouldn't we all?
Yeah. I think we all would, I don't think that's anything new.
No, but I feel like he has a secret, dark, like, hope and dream of this.
I mean, I'm just like BJ. Every time I see the lottery, I'm like, man, I'm going to win this one day. Yeah. Like, I just, you know, convince myself that it's going to happen. Yep.
And then every day, me and you, back in the elevator, back to work.
See, the thing with the lottery is I don't have that thing that you guys have.
Yeah.
I don't ever think I'm going to win that.
I kind of wish I didn't have it. I had a mother-in-law like that.
Yeah,
my first marriage. Uh-huh. She was, Jamie, she was, I mean, just hell-bent that she was going to win the damn lottery.
Really?
At some point in her life. She never did.
Yeah.
But she was just all over every single drawing.
Yeah, that one I don't have like a, I do have a slot feeling. Like when I go and play slots, I always have a feeling like it's going to win or whatever. Yeah. But the lottery, I never have that like, man. I mean, I only buy tickets when it gets to like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like I'm that
good. A lot of people are like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, tonight's drawing is $10 million, almost $11 million, in fact. And it's the state lottery, which, you know, somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
Somebody in the state's going to win.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios. Odyssey app is for your phone. It's free. You'll get the podcast of our program later on today, right after the show. In fact, it'll be posted. The big Easter sunrise service at Red Rocks.
Oh, it's going to be cold.
It's a go.
Is it?
There's going to be snow, going to be a little chilly, but you can't stop Jesus. No. You can't.
Wow, that is a quotable quote right there. You can't stop Jesus.
Yeah, what is that Jesus saying? It's something about rain, sleet, or snow?
That's the postman.
Close.
Yep. Yeah.
Close. Yeah. Yeah. I think he uses the same one, yeah, too. Uh-huh. But yeah, it's a go. I just read it just a few minutes ago.
No matter what.
No matter what. Okay. It's a go. So right, people show up for your sunrise
service. I've always wanted
service
to go to that.
If it wasn't so early, that sunrise is just so damn early, you know?
Well, wait, we
I know,
go to
we
work.
Get up all the time. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem, is we get up yeah all through the week. We don't want to get up on a yeah Sunday morning at that time.
That is true.
Because we get up every day before the sun
but
comes
up.
But
I bet it's so moving. I bet you get, like, goosebumps.
There's been times where that service has had the best weather ever.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you then, when they have really good weather, it's got to be moving just to be out there.
And I know you probably don't know, but is it ticketed? Or do you have to buy tickets or first
No,
come,
I think it's
first?
Free.
Yeah.
I think it's free.
But I bet it's sold out. I mean, you know, it's packed.
Yeah, I would say I think it's first come, first serve with some standing room.
Gotcha. Okay? Yeah.
But they pack that place every single year. But it's a go for this year, too.
All right. Well, it says gates open at 4:45 a.m.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that is early. That is early. Maybe it won't be packed.
4:45.
And it's snowing. Yeah. Oh, man. But you can't stop Jesus.
You cannot.
He's unstoppable.
Rain, sleet, or snow,
that's
Jamie.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus will always be there.
That's what I heard.
That's the way it works.
Wow, that's big.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.